Today's Fan Run Podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Basketball teams are entering the final month of the regular season, and they're gearing up for the playoffs. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting you in the center of all the action with a chance to turn $1 into $100 in free bets. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free bets if the basketball team of your choosing hits a three. That's code FANRUN in all caps for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older and Tennessee only to bet. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789.
Ball, VFL, Josh Dobbs.
Okay.
Returning to the great city of Pittsburgh. Returning to the Steelers. 1 year deal per his agent, Mike McCartney. Looks like could be potential backup. I guess they still have Rudolph on the team, right? I don't think Rudolph's went anywhere. But yeah, Dobbs back in Pittsburgh. Any shot? Some playing time, maybe? You know, Big Ben, yeah, rough
Big Ben,
year.
Big Ben could easily not make it through the year.
I think it's possible.
Could easily get it.
I think it's possible. But yeah, Josh Dobbs returning to the Steelers, where he started out his career. So we'll see how that works out. I was kind of hoping he would have got an opportunity because, I mean, he got, what, traded right before.
Man.
I'm just saying.
An opportunity. What do you mean get an opportunity?
Years ago when Ben was hurt. I mean,
just be happy he's going to get in line to get a pension, right? As you have to make it, what, 3 years and three games to get your pension?
I think so.
I think he's going to be good for that, right? Yeah. 17, 18, 19, 20. He's already got it. He's good. Good for him.
That's all we needed.
Guy's
yeah.
pension.
But again,
set for life.
When Big Ben got hurt, right, 2 years ago, and they had, what was it, Duck Hodges or whatever, the terrible, just absolutely terrible quarterback, he got traded like right before, I think it was that offseason, like right before the season started.
Did
he
not? Tell you? Then they looked and said, Duck Hodges and Mason Rudolph are better.
I'm not buying that.
Okay.
So we got some breaking news off this these workout things. The NFL just kind of announced they're restructuring their offseason program. So I guess the pressure of teams just opting out virtually. I guess they
didn't want everybody to do it. They didn't want to leave the players out to dry.
Yeah, so they're basically like changing it up a little bit, and it seems like they are going to start, you know,
one week of on-field teaching work beginning May 17th, and 4 weeks of OTAs at minicamp, with only minicamps being mandatory.
Okay.
So I don't know how long OTAs are versus the mini camp. Like how many of the minutes, how many of the weeks I actually have to be there.
So it says 4 weeks of, so doing the virtual 4 weeks and then, yeah, mm-hmm. 1 week of the on-field training or teaching.
Yeah, how long the mini camp would actually be.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
there you go.
I guess they got out in front of this for all the teams.
Yeah, I was about to say, go ahead and get ahead of it.
Good stuff.
The Players Association probably didn't want their players to look like jerks either, so.
Yeah.
Right.
And the NFL teams didn't want to look. They're getting strong-armed by the players, so nice compromise here.
Oh, snap. We got another Vol for Life news.
Uh-oh.
In the NFL. Cordarrelle Patterson.
Retired.
Is expecting to have a deal done soon with.
The Titans.
The Atlanta Falcons.
Hey, what do you know?
We do need a kick returner. We haven't had a good one since Eric Weems, and he was not great, but he was good.
Okay.
Where does Cordell go in like the last great returners? I mean, he's up there, right?
He's the best
kick
returner
of all time.
You think he's greatest of all time?
I mean, that's what
kick return,
say.
Yeah.
Even better than Devin Hester?
Devin Hester's punt return.
Yeah, kick return.
Okay.
There's a difference. It's a different style.
I mean, he has every return.
I mean, is Cordell
I may give it
Patterson
to Hester
ever...
because he can do both. I may give it to Hester because he's done both and he's been good at
both. I was about to say,
both,
he's
so
done
overall,
both. He returned the...
But kickoff-wise, Cordell's... The best ever do it.
He has every record. He has like the longest. He's like his 109 yard return. I'm pretty sure.
And he
has the record or tie for the record for the most.
He caught a field goal and took it back for a touchdown.
No, I was gonna say has he ever took a opening Super Bowl kickoff right off the gates.
He's never played in Super Bowl.
I want to say did Cordarrelle take his like very first kickoff back with Minnesota?
I think so.
It was one of the first ones. Yeah,
I want to say like his first game with Minnesota. I know it was his rookie season. He took one 109 yards back for a touchdown. I want to say I thought it was the first game, but.
No, I think he did too, but yeah.
But Hester's the GOAT punt returner.
Maybe I think if Cordarrelle has one more next year, he has like the record.
I thought he already had it.
I thought he was tied for it.
Okay, either way.
Well, hopefully he gets one next year.
What do you think about it, Cam?
We need a returner, man. We haven't had a good kickoff return in a while.
Jet sweeps and kickoff returns. That's
I mean, yeah,
Cordarrelle
we'll use
Patterson.
Some gimmicky stuff maybe, but yeah, I just like it for the return aspect. That's all. I'll take it.
Special teams, just as important as the others.
It's a phase of the game.
It is.
It's not just as important.
I mean, it's a third.
I mean, it's a third phase of the game. Or I don't
pretty
think
important.
If you give up a touchdown on special teams every time you have a special teams play, it's the same as giving up a touchdown every time you have a
special teams
play.
Over here. What are we doing? You guys lost games because your kicker sucked all year.
Which ones?
What he lost?
We were 5-0, and our kicker couldn't make a damn field goal. What are you talking about?
Lost to the Steelers.
Okay,
could have made that field goal at the end.
Sure. He missed like three against Denver week one. We still won. What are you talking about?
He missed a lot. He missed a lot of field goals.
Yeah, we were still like 7-2.
Okay.
I'm just saying, especially if it's important. Sure, whatever. Tell me the cliche thing, but don't tell me they're equal. A good special team is just as important as a good defense. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
It's less important now with all the safety rules. I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
It doesn't even get
good offense.
Most of the time.
Draven, would you rather the Cowboys have an elite offense or elite special teams? Which one would you rather have?
I just think you're disrespecting special teams.
No,
I feel like it's not important at all. Field position is pretty important. When you have a solid punter, it's pretty important.
12% of the game. 10% of the game.
Still a decent little chunk.
You're acting like they're equally important, which is 33.3% of the game. Plus three repeating.
Wow. Big math guy over here, huh?
Cordero is tied for the... Okay. The record.
So Josh already have it. Like he's right now number one. Who's he tied with?
Josh Cribbs has had 8 from 05 to 14.
Yeah.
Leon Washington. I don't know who that is.
Was a
06 to 14.
Jets.
Yeah. Like, play for Washington for a minute too.
Type of guy.
Yeah, so they all three of them have 8.
So again, to say that they're equally important is really bleeping stupid.
I think it's stupid that we're saying Cordero Patterson is better than Devin Hester.
Look up the
kick
return. Kick
return, yes.
But just think about the impact of the team.
No,
the Bears did not have any offense.
That's not what I said. I said he's a better kick returner.
Draven, just admit you thought Devin Hester was a kick returner and move on. You were wrong. You thought
he's returned kicks before too. What are we talking about right now?
And he doesn't do it as good as Cordero Patterson.
Okay, he's the best returner ever. Is that better? Is that better?
I said I could agree with that.
I mean, kick and punt is basically, essentially,
very different.
It's a little different. It's a little different.
Score at the beginning of the game or at a halftime.
I would say a lot of teams have the guy doing the same thing. Didn't the Titans have?
I mean, that's what Devin Hester did. But yeah, they're different. That's why
Devin Hester was their main kicker. I don't even think he was their kick returner for most of the time. Like not all the time.
Not always, but. He would get back there.
Like, yeah, I mean, like if they needed a big play or something, but I don't think he was.
End of his career too, he was doing it more. You know, when he wasn't as involved a little bit on offense.
When they were trying to make him an offensive guy.
Yeah, and then he was
on their offense was so bad.
He was our main kick and punt returner.
I mean, the year they went to the Super Bowl, didn't he have like 5 or 6 returns that year for a touchdown?
The year that they went to the Super Bowl, he had 20 returns, 2 touchdowns.
Kickoffs or punts?
Kickoffs. 3 punt returns.
So 5 total.
So, I mean, like, his first 3 years and then, like, his fourth year, this is the year I think they tried to make him really a receiver in 09. He only had 7 returns all year, 12 in 2010, 33, 24, 52, and 13 when they were just desperate for offense, 0 touchdowns, an average of 27 yards.
So what you're telling me is basically he was a great kickoff returner, but just got limited because they tried to use him more on offense when Cordero...
No, what I'm telling you is that he has a career average of 24.9 yards and 5 touchdowns as a kick returner, and that is not as good as Cordero Patterson.
Sounds like 5 as a kick returner?
Yeah.
Sounds like Cordero's gotten a lot more chances. Am I wrong?
I mean...
The kickoff rules have changed since Hester was in the league.
Yeah,
they moved
time.
It. Like, the rules are so different, it's harder to get returns now.
Is that true, though? Isn't it like the kickoff team?
They tried to eliminate. I mean, there's so many touchbacks now. They tried to eliminate the number of kick returns.
And you get to start
dangerous.
At the 25, so it's either take a touchback, and there's no more 3-man wedges. I mean, just as, you know, Cordero's career kick returns, he has a 29.8 average, you know, basically a full 4 yards better. Almost 5 yards better.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
I mean, Hester has 14 punt return touchdowns. He's obviously better.
He's the
GOAT
punt returner for sure. I mean,
that's all I'm saying. Cordero's only returned 1 punt his entire career. It's the same thing, crowd. 1 punt his entire career. 9 yards.
Either way, Hester, greatest returner. Is that? Can we all just agree on that? Greatest returner of all time?
DeSean Jackson was pretty good whenever he touched the ball.
What is this disrespect of Devin Hester?
Deion Sanders was pretty good whenever he'd go back there and do it.
Did anybody have – what was the iconic – was it Dennis Green for the Cardinals? It would let the Bears off the hook. He had Hester return, what was it, like two punts at the end of the game? Like two of them, I'm pretty sure, to win the game. One was like a walk-off touchdown.
They
won the game. He was on the Monday night. I remember it was Monday Night Football. He's on there. Let him off the hook.
I was saying I thought they lost the game on a like fumble sack touchdown in that game. But, yes, I do remember Dennis Green going crazy. We let him off the hook.
That press conference is funny.
It is.
Iconic. Down 20 to nothing at halftime. No, Hester did return the touchdown for a win.
What do you know?
To cut it in the beginning of the fourth quarter, though. It all happened like in 3 minutes. Edgerrin James fumbled. Charles Tillman stripped him, returned it for a touchdown. Then it looks like they go three and out the next drive. And then, Hester, 83 yards and touchdown.
Oof.
They actually recovered. Okay, they returned two touchdowns for fumbles. It was 23-3, and then, Matt Leinart fumbled, and, the Bears scored a touchdown. So, in a span of basically the end of the third quarter to the end of the game, they gave up two defensive touchdowns and one punt return touchdown. But yeah, six turnovers Chicago forced that game.
Jeez.
Matt Leinart was so bad.
A lot of sounds like
Rex
a lot.
Grossman was 14 of 37 for 144 yards and four interceptions, and they won the game. Welcome to Andy Dalton. The bar is low. Just step over it.
Is he the worst quarterback to start in a Super Bowl?
He has to be up there.
Honestly.
Yeah, he has to be up there. I mean, yeah, because, I mean, like, Jared Goff. Jared Goff has had better moments than Rex Grossman.
And Jimmy Garoppolo.
Oof.
I would say they were both better than Rex Grossman. Sexy Rexy. 14 of 37, 144 yards, four interceptions, and a win. There's your quarterback as a win stat. That's why it's stupid.
I guess so.
That's what I'll point to with the quarterback wins thing is stupid. Rex Grossman was 1-0 in that game.
Where he was better than Nick Foles?
Rex Grossman sucks, man. I don't know.
Nick Foles sucks,
that's
too.
That's true.
He had one playoff run.
He's good in that run, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like his ceiling's higher than Rex Grossman's ever was, but okay. Either way, I'm not going to argue about Rex Grossman and Nick Foles.
Moving on. Another update on Deshaun Watson. Did you guys see that one of the 22 lawsuits were dropped
really?
By the accuser? Yes.
Why?
As they were coming out with names.
Yeah, I guess so. It wasn't like an official, I don't think anything, the reason that they dropped it. Yeah, that was reported from Rusty Hardin, Watson's attorney. So I guess that's step in the right direction, right?
Oh, what a bitch Jadeveon Clowney is. You guys see this quote?
No. Did he say that about the Titans?
Yeah. I'm out on this guy.
Uh-oh.
I don't want to risk. Uh-oh. I don't want to wish injury on anybody, but Clowney.
Oh, you're not going to have to wish very hard.
Yeah, I'm not going to have to wish very hard. Thank you, Hayden. Keep going. Soft.
Let's hear it.
You guys won 12 games last year, right? More than the team I played on. Shut the hell up. Maybe if you'd have played. This guy.
I feel like the Browns are just trying to run back the 2020 Titans.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Better D-line.
He didn't say anything wrong. Browns did win more games. I mean, what's the big deal here?
Well, the part of the more than the team I played on. You didn't play. That's the point. Maybe if our star free agent signing would have played, maybe we would have won more than 12 games. This guy.
Maybe we wouldn't have been like tied for the league worse than sacks.
Yeah.
Year.
This guy. Oh. Oh, okay, Clowney. God, in the segment. In the segment, let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. What are you complaining about, Draven?
We got Vin Diesel and John Cena face off in new Furious 9 trailer.
Why are the brothers fighting?
Quotes, it's good to be back. Since when is John Cena in this?
He's Dom's little brother.
This movie. And by the way, this trailer came out like a year and a half ago. Like a year ago. What are you?
He's like talking about the trailer. I just saw it pop up on Twitter, okay?
It did just pop up yesterday. But like, you didn't know John Cena was in it? I mean,
no.
I think,
why is John Cena in it?
Well, because
he's his little brother.
When you make as much money as this movie franchise does, you keep bringing on superstars.
Such a stupid movie.
I kind of feel like this might be a, hey, listen here, Dwayne Johnson. You want to go out and take Jason Statham and take two guys, you know, take two characters from this movie franchise I built and go do your little spinoff movie? Wrestlers are a dime a dozen, buddy. I can find me a new wrestling guy, too. That's what I feel like Vin Diesel is telling The Rock. Hey, you want to get out of line? We'll get John Cena to replace you. We can find a meathead that can work a microphone. That's where he is, Hayden. He's sending a message. What are you mad about? Why do you get triggered by these movies so much?
It's just so stupid, man. And people just keep falling into this stupid trap of getting into these movies.
You can't just have fun and watch a movie, can you?
No,
you
can't.
Dream is the worst.
You guys can't sit there and not act like these movies aren't just absolutely ridiculous. They're just ridiculous, man.
You know it's possible to go to a movie and just enjoy what's on the screen. You don't have to overthink it. You don't have to overthink it. It's like Godzilla Kong. I wasn't going to watch an intellectual movie that's making me think. I'm going to watch two big monsters fight.
June 25th.
Jay's probably like, this F9. Could never happen. Godzilla's not real.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I'm not saying that. I find goofy, entertaining movies. Like, I find those just as valuable.
Right,
but
name one. Name your favorite
goofy, entertaining movies.
I love Happy Gilmore.
That doesn't count.
That's a goofy movie. What are you talking about? That's just nonsense.
That's like real life.
Yeah, what's goofy about it?
It's nonsense, though. It's all just crazy, nonsense, stupid,
I don't feel like
goofy.
It's nonsense.
Okay.
I feel like it's. I mean, what's unrealistic about it? I mean,
yeah. Golf player.
The last putt, maybe.
I mean, him just driving it as far as he was. I mean,
Bryson's not far off.
Oh, God.
Bryson's not far off. That's your one. That's your one goofy movie you like. Yeah, it's okay. Happy Gilmore.
I mean, let me think. That was kind of the first one that popped in my head. I don't watch a lot of these stupid movies. I don't.
I'm
an adult, I guess. I don't know.
Are you?
Yeah. Adult. Maybe I'm just more. Maybe I'm just more mature than you guys. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe that's what it is.
Uh huh.
Sure. You like The Dark Knight, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Hey, well, that's unrealistic.
I mean, spot the lie.
I mean, unrealistic how? I mean, a guy dressing in a bat suit and, like, beating up people? We talking about flying. He's not flying. He's not technically flying. He's gliding,
falling
technically.
Style.
Is it not flying? Is gliding the same as flying?
I mean, he's not flapping his arms.
I mean, if you're in the air and you've got wings and you're, like,
how
soaring,
is that unrealistic?
I mean, most birds that fly aren't flapping the whole time. They
people
soar.
Can do the, whatever it's called, the, you know, you hold it. You got the thing on your back. You guys know what I'm talking about. You fly around in it. People have done that. That's real.
A plane.
No, not a plane. Whatever. You guys know you hold the thing on your back. You glide around.
You know, like a hang gliding?
Yes.
Yes, but that comes with the equipment and a machine.
He has.
Not just a cape on your back.
He has advanced equipment.
He has a cape on his back. He flies with a cape on his back.
Have you watched the...
Did you see him fall out of the building? Like him falling out of the building? Poor choice of words. And then all of a sudden he's falling 100 stories.
Yeah, he fell 100 stories and just carrying her.
That's
in there.
Realistic to you?
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Kinda.
Oh, okay.
Landing on a car roof.
Morgan Freeman, man, that technology. He knew what he was doing.
How would his equipment have saved her from falling 100 stories?
Yeah.
It would stop both of their momentum, slowed them down until they barely hit the car at the end.
Barely, oof, I don't know, they did that.
They crushed that car.
A little damage, but it was mainly him. If you look, watch the movie again, I think you guys all need to watch it again, apparently.
I mean, I know he takes the brunt.
I was about to say, he was towards the bottom. I feel like he just took a lot of the blow.
That should not really...
Yeah. I mean,
I'm pretty sure a suit is not going to save a 100-story fall.
I mean, I'm not picking apart the movie because I love it too. But I'm
about
just
to say, great movie.
Just, I think Hayden's point of it being not very realistic is, you know,
okay. One flying scene is that all you got? What else is not realistic? A psycho killer on the loose, like, I mean,
just a vigilante in general. The premise in general of a vigilante just bouncing around his army tanks in the road. That seems kind of unrealistic.
Cars,
nobody
can
track it down.
It's not that different than Dom Toretto and the boys.
vroom vrooming
out there with cars doing those things. It's not that realistic. True.
Except their cars are less noticeable.
Point. That is a good
their
point.
Their cars are less noticeable. Thanks, they have normal cars. Batman has a dang tank out there.
There we go. Yeah. Batman might be more unrealistic than Fast and Furious.
This is quite the cell phone. This is basically like Jadeveon Clowney putting on a team he was just on.
No, come on. The car seats are ridiculous, man. Some of the scenes I've seen.
The Batmobile or with the like little motorcycle he drives around in? Or about the Dark Knight Rises when he has like his own little plane he's blowing stuff up in? Which one's more realistic? Oh, you're talking about the Fast and Furious? Oh, okay. Interesting. I'm not owned. Draven says as he slinks back into his chair.
You can't give us any more goofy
movies. You got me on Batman, okay? You got me on one. But
and your goofy movie is Happy Gilmore. Big serious Draven can't be bogged down with fun movies. I need art. Find you a man who can do both, Draven.
Yeah. Sometimes your girl just wants to watch a nice, funny movie, and Draven's be like, ugh. It's not real enough for me. Sorry. Can't do it.
There are some women out there that just want to sit around and watch The Fast and Furious. More so when, you know, Paul Walker is still alive, but maybe not so much now. I will say that I don't feel like John Cena really looks that much like Dom Toretto, though.
Yeah.
I do feel like they try to darken Cena a little bit, give him a little bit of a tan. Try to make him look more of, I feel like Dom's supposed to be like Dominican.
Yeah.
John Cena is not.
I'm saying. Like, I don't know exactly how he's supposed to be brothers. It's been a very stupid hour.
Where is John Cena right from? Is he from Boston? From Boston. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
And he's a white.
Yeah.
Like, kind of like Draven.
I don't know about that one, but either way.
We got Game of Thrones making me mad. We got Jadeveon Clowney making me mad. We got Draven being a dumbass per usual. Can we just end this segment on a positive? Can you say something nice? Can you just say something nice, Draven?
No.
End this on a positive? Maybe compliment one of the movies or compliment just me or Cam or apologize at least.
Apologize for what? What do I need to apologize for?
Being so hateful.
Just because I don't like the Fast and Furious movies.
Well, I mean,
I think a lot of people have those opinions too.
Well, I mean, I don't know about how much because, I mean, they do like $800 million globally each movie. I don't know how many people have that opinion. It seems like a lot of people are going to watch them.
Doesn't it also just take away that there's just so many movies of them? Like, doesn't that kind of take away from the value a little bit?
I didn't hear you saying that about the Marvel movies.
I'm not really into the Marvel movies myself.
I didn't hear you complaining about it. I don't hear you putting down Mission Impossible 7. No one's like, hey, stop, 7's too many. Like, I know, we'll see what 7's about. We'll check it out. Go watch it.
How have the last couple of Fast and Furious's rated?
Check the ratings. They get better as the time goes on.
Is that true?
I mean, it peaked around 5, I think. But, I mean, it's still holding on strong. I mean, I think 8. I think Fate of the Furious is hanging around like 80%, somewhere around there. Maybe high 70s, but not a little lower than that. They're holding on strong. They're not just they're just cashing checks.
Yeah. You know, 67% on Rotten Tomatoes.
From the audience or critics?
Like audience.
The audience?
Nah, I know. Probably critics, I guess. I don't know. It just says 67% on Rotten Tomatoes. That's what it first popped up.
I mean, I'm just saying that's still okay. Still all right. Still holding on. 72 from the audience. 67 from the critics is good. For a big, dumb movie like that. Show some respect. Higher than Happy Gilmore.
Like you said, big dumb movie, huh?
That's what it's supposed to be.
He's mad at us for enjoying it.
Yeah. I'm not mad at anybody for enjoying it. Great, go watch these 20 Fast and Furious movies. I'm just not into it. I just think it's ridiculous. I think it's stupid, and I'm tired of seeing it. I am. I'm tired of seeing it. Just end it.
Don't watch. Hey, just close your eyes. Yeah. Just log off.
Just simply close your eyes and don't watch it, bro. Pick up a
remote. Cyberbullying is not real. Just turn off the screen.
Pick up a remote and change the channel. Your trivia opponent tomorrow says he, I imagine, is you, can just apologize for wasting y'all's oxygen.
Okay. All right. All right.
Overrated, underrated, coming all up right. Next. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio.
He did right there. It's perfect rated.
He underrated, man. He has some swag. He has some real swag.
Lobsters are underrated. They don't die.
All right. Who's ready for overrated, underrated Easter edition?
Easter edition?
Yeah, we
kind of... Was it Easter like 2 weeks ago?
We kind of got behind the schedule, so we're trying to catch back up.
What do you mean we got behind the schedule? We haven't missed any Wednesday shows. We've done overrated, underrated every week. What are you talking about?
Well, I planned it out weeks in advance, and last week was just a mess. I lost the list, so I had to just come up with something different.
So you got behind schedule?
Well, yeah, as a show, we did, because I'm the one who is the owner of the list, yeah.
Well, I didn't even know we had a schedule. Like we had a schedule.
Oh, yeah, I'm all the way out through, like, July 4th.
Oh, okay. Can't wait to...
July 4th is fireworks.
I can't wait for hot dogs, fireworks.
Just so you know.
Baseball. God bless the USA. What else you got for us? All right, let's play the Easter edition of Overrated Underrated.
All right. First up, Easter egg hunts.
I think I'm going to actually say underrated.
Really? Mister, I won't go to the comic book store and get an
ironic.
Egg.
That
come
is
on.
Ironic.
No, that's completely different. A room full of strangers, people I don't know, uncomfortability. You know,
hundreds of dollars worth of prizes. Yeah, that doesn't do it for you?
Let those comic people have their moment. I'm not a comic guy. I didn't want to steal their thunder.
It was
okay?
A punishment
for well,
me.
It reminds me that none of these guys ever do their damn punishments around here.
When we bring in the piss.
You have it on you. You just have to produce it.
Bring it in.
You said we were drinking your guys's. Wasn't that what was said?
I feel like that's too far. Anyways, go ahead. I don't know the health precautions of those.
I don't know the health precautions of drinking mine either. Liable. I mean, I feel like it's not going to be good either way.
Hayden's been drinking a lot of water the last 2 days. He's getting ready.
I've been prepping. Yeah.
Anyways, go ahead. Tell us more about how you love Easter egg hunts that you don't ever do.
I think it was fun. I actually hid eggs for one of the first times. This past Easter.
How'd you do?
I thought I did pretty good, you know. Wasn't a lot of space. We also, everybody's starting to get older too, which makes you a little bit sad, which also, that's what makes it so underrated, Cam, is because I miss those times when I was hunting eggs, and my little cousins that I'm really close with, they were hunting eggs, we're all having a good time. This past year, I hit eggs, and it was fun, but it was also kind of a little bit not as great because, like I said, everybody's a little older. Everybody's kind of graduating high school, not as exciting, the kids aren't as into it, so... When everybody is into it and everybody's having a good time with it, it's a blast. We have one little nephew, you know, 2 years old. It's fun watching him out there run around hunting eggs. It was. I think it's underrated. I think it's more not about just the concept of hunting eggs because it is a simple thing. It's not, you know, nothing crazy. We weren't hiding it in crazy and a crazy environment. It's just a backyard. But again, it's all about just the family, the fun, the kids. It's about the kids. And that's a blast for them. So, underrated.
I'll go overrated because sometimes the kids are stupid and can't find the eggs.
Yeah. Oh, don't be that guy. Don't be that guy.
Obviously,
kids
right
are
there.
Really that guy,
can
aren't
you not just check the grass? Like, it's going to be in the little drain. Can you not just look at the grain?
You're a jerk.
Yeah. They're all in the
jerk.
Same place.
You're a jerk.
Chances are
there's
going to be one hanging in the tree right next to the tree. Just go over there under the car wheel. Go try to check that. Now, you know, when we did Easter egg hunts back in the day, we were like, you know, fourth, fifth, sixth grade. I guess we did them all the way to like fifth or sixth grade, I feel like. You know, we'd put. You know, $100 bill on one of the eggs. That was always a fun
Ooh.
Time. Who could find that one?
Yeah.
Got the juices flowing for a competitive family.
Competitive.
That was fun, but it's like going on the wrong side of the competition if you don't find it. If you don't find it, you feel like it's been, there was always, especially coming from a step family, you feel like the mom's, stepmom's kind of giving her kids the heads up where the $100 egg is. I always felt like I was getting a little robbed there. Always feel like it was me against the world in those Easter egg hunts, so I gotta go very overrated, too competitive.
Was it always in like a difficult place to find?
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna go underrated because I like the competition. I'm all about finding the eggs. I like candy, one I like money, I like whatever the prize is. I like prizes, I like competition, so I get into it. Like most things, I get a little too into it, and I will find all the eggs. I'm also really good at hiding eggs. My mom used to always get mad at me when I hid eggs for the kids' Easter egg hunts because they were really hard to find. But... Yeah, so I think it's a fun time. It's a good time. I wish I could have gone to the comic book store Easter egg hunt, but I didn't get to go to egg hunt this year.
You thought
so I was trying to live through Draven. Yeah. I was trying to live through Draven.
Yeah.
Sorry to disappoint. Calling me negative? How are you going to bash Easter egg hunts? Calling out little kids, like calling them stupid. What do we do?
It's tough sometimes. Yeah. You're like, kids are dumb. Should see this. Like, pay attention. Don't be lazy. Don't just go sit down the grass.
That's what makes it great, though, because we hit eggs, right? And then the next day, there was like two that weren't found that we found. It's like, oh, wow.
Oh, see, then I get mad. I get disappointed. No, like, really? You all couldn't find these?
I think it's exciting. It's like, wow, there was two out there, just never got found. Okay. Kind of exciting.
Hodden?
Second, we have chocolate bunnies. The big ones.
Are we going? Okay, so.
Like the ones that come in the box.
Yeah, but like not the only ones I like are the Hershey ones. Like Hershey will make these. But sometimes there's like the off-brand chocolate eggs and the big rabbits. So those are too big, and I don't really like those. So those are underrated. But if you give me like a brand one of like a good candy that's doing the egg or doing the rabbit or some shape, I love those. I mean, it's cool. You start with the ears, obviously. You eating a rabbit's ears, the chocolate. It's a great villain. Chocolate's great. Love chocolate. I'm salivating now thinking about it.
Kind of think it's a little overrated myself. My thing is like with the chocolate bunny, like I feel like I never finish the chocolate bunny. It's always just too much, man. You either eat too much, you get sick. Like it's a lot of chocolate. It's a lot of chocolate, the whole bunny.
It'd probably take you like 3 weeks, Raven.
Yeah, it took me a minute. That's what I'm saying too. Like, yeah, it's just, I feel like it's just too much. Just too much. I never get to finish it. And even if you do, you feel sick. Feel sick to your stomach. And I'm not a huge chocolate guy myself, like more of a candy guy, sour candy, so Skittles guy, something like that. So I'm going to say overrated.
Yeah, I got to go overrated too. I think I'm starting to become on the spectrum of lactose intolerant because chocolate usually makes my stomach hurt if I eat an extent of, a certain amount of it. And the chocolate blends are just too much chocolate.
Yep.
I don't really need like pure chocolate that much. Chocolate is my least favorite of the candy. Of the candy groupings. I eat it, but I don't need that much. I don't need a whole bunny full.
Have you seen the cookies and cream one before?
Cookies and cream bunny?
Yeah. It's like the Hershey's cookies and cream.
Now that sounds a little bit more
interesting. I love the Hershey's cookies and cream like candy, but.
See, the bunny's not good. I had it one time, like probably 10 years ago. It was not good. Okay. Third, we have Cadbury eggs.
Disgusting, overrated.
Oh, no.
You didn't get to hear the drums yet.
That was a quick he was on it.
Cadbury eggs just sound disgusting. What are they?
Yeah, I would say, what exactly is it?
You've never even had them?
I mean, like, what are they? I feel like
I'm like the cream-filled eggs, aren't they?
Yeah, yes. That's what I thought. I don't like those. Disgusting.
Cadbury egg?
That's what I was thinking.
It's CAD, C-A-D, right?
CAD, oh. Yeah. I don't know what these are.
Yeah, no, they look disgusting to me.
Oh, yeah, what are they? What is this?
I feel like people love those.
I was about to say, I think they're...
It's interesting.
What is this cream?
I don't think I've ever had
it. It's an interesting YouTube video pops up when you just type in Cadbury egg commercial.
They have the same famous commercial from like forever
they do
ago,
have
right?
A sweet commercial. No. They're making like a frog the rabbit or something now. They're weird.
No, not the one that's popped up on my YouTube.
Oh no.
Good buddy. For them. They're progressive. I'm good. I don't like Cadbury eggs. No thanks. Just give me chocolate. Just give me some Reese's.
What is
eggs.
This cream made out of? Is it
disgusting? Oh, disgusting stuff.
It's not always like cream. There's ones with like caramel in it, right?
I don't know if I've ever even had one, to be honest.
I've never had one. I'm going overrated.
I want to say
I've never had one, and they look nasty.
I'm going to say underrated. I mean, I think they're really good. I'm really shocked you guys have never even just had one, like on say Easter Sunday. I mean, just candy sitting there. You get it in an Easter basket.
The candy we would have would be Reese's eggs.
Oh, it's from it's British too. Yeah, I'm definitely out.
We ready for number four? All right. Well, John, you're in luck, because next is Reese's Eggs.
Wow.
You know what? I'm just going to say that they are properly rated, because they are rated as the GOAT, and they are the GOAT.
Yeah.
The eggs were the originators, right? Were the eggs the originators?
Definitely before the pumpkin and the Christmas tree, I'm pretty sure.
We would know. We would know. Yeah. I feel pretty confident they were right. I feel like the Reese's Eggs were first, and they are the GOAT. So, properly rated. They're so good. You put them in the fridge. If I can put it in the fridge for a while, oh, my God. I didn't eat any of those this year.
I didn't either.
I wasn't around anybody that had candy, and I was like, you know what? I don't need to buy candy because I'll eat it all myself. And I was like, I don't.
That's how I have to, to do that on Halloween, too.
Yeah. Trust me. I understand the struggle.
I'm going to go overrated here, Hayden. I'm not a big Reese guy. I don't know. That's probably like one of my least favorite chocolates. It is. I'd rather have a Snickers. I'd rather have something with caramel, something else. Maybe some nuts in there, too. Like, I'm just not a huge fan. And to say that they're the goat of chocolate, that makes me think it's very overrated.
For sure.
It's the absolute goat. What's better than a good Reese egg? And I'll accept Reese pumpkin, although I do think the egg is better. They do hearts, too, for Valentine's Day, right?
I don't know if they do hearts or not. I know they do Christmas trees for sure.
Yeah, I think they do hearts, too.
Okay.
I think.
They probably do. Yeah. They just got that marketing out. They don't really
I'm pretty sure they do hearts. I'm pretty sure they realize, like,
that's
every
four
holiday
different
we
things
can
are all good.
Like, I'll accept all those answers, but no, it's
kind of so like great. Those little, like, Christmas tree cakes, or they have, like, different stuff that's
sure.
there, too.
Yeah. What a terrible take. Of your all your bad takes today, this is your worst one.
I'm going overrated, too. Nah, well. I think anything chocolate's overrated.
I was going to say, we got a guy that can't even handle chocolate over there, so I don't want
to. I can. I just prefer not to.
My tummy hurts if I eat chocolate. What the hell is that?
My tummy hurts if I eat chocolate. My body rejects, you know, stuff that's not up to par.
I can't eat chocolate. It hurts my tummy. I feel sick.
What makes the egg so much better?
I used to power through all the time. Elementary school, they get mad at me for eating all the chocolate bars and wanting to go to the nurse, but it was all part of the plan.
Cool, of course.
What were you about
to
ask?
What a scheme. What makes the egg so much better than just the regular Reese? I mean, I know it's all like a little bit bigger.
No, the peanut butter ratio.
Yeah.
The peanut butter chocolate ratio is ramped up. It's like in the regular one, it's probably say it's about 58% to 42% of chocolate to peanut butter. And then the egg, it's like 80 to 20.
Yeah. Like, there's no, like,
have you ever had one of these?
Yes, I'm just.
The ridges on the normal cup really is like, that's like where, that's like completely chocolate, and that's not on there on the egg.
Right.
It's just got your little circle.
Like I'm saying, it's about 58, 42 by my calculation, and then like 80, 20 on the specialty ones. Yep. No competition. Oh my God, they're so good. Mm. And just thicker. The regular cups are a little too thin for me.
Yeah.
I mean, I love them, don't get me wrong, but they're a little too thin. I actually prefer the little bite sized ones to the regular cups.
Oh, yeah, like the unwrapped ones? You can get this for like all
those. Maybe those, but I don't ever get those. I'm talking about like when you go in, like they're individually wrapped and they got a little like.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know you're talking about like the full on.
I like eating the bottoms of them. I eat the bottoms of like 10 of them and I'll stack them up and make a thing of 10, then eat them. Eat just the tops of them. Sometimes I do the opposite. Sometimes I'll just hit the top and then I'll make, you know, a peanut butter mountain sandwich. I know I'm not the only person that does that, but when I do the peanut butter ones, I mostly limit it to like just one top, two tops, or one bottom, and then smash them together. Can't really do, yeah. Man, I'm getting hungry.
Okay, last one we have is Peeps.
Not disgusting.
Yeah.
Go ahead and play the drums. Disgusting. Probably rated as trash.
Garbage.
You guys see Pepsi releasing like a Peeps soda?
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, you guys didn't see that?
Was that
it's like just complete sugar?
I was about to say, marshmallow flavored soda?
I didn't get duped by that, right? That wasn't fake, right? Like Pepsi, Peep, soda.
Oh, I think I did see that. Isn't it like
Peeps
pink,
and Pepsi? New limited edition marshmallow soda. This is on like today.com, so like, yeah.
Ugh. I remember seeing that
flavor.
Pepsi's such a garbage brand.
They're definitely trying to...
embracing their trashness by making Peep soda.
Yeah.
Just lean into it, Pepsi. You're inferior. It's okay.
I just feel like you'd try to get involved with any other like brand other than Peeps.
Yeah, you can eat any other flavor.
Peeps is something
soda,
else that does
Peep.
Like... just a different thing for every single holiday.
It does, but no one ever cares. No one cares about Peeps except for Easter. That's it.
But time out. Like, Peeps, you say they're popular. It's just trash. I mean, somebody likes them. They're still around all the time. You still see them all the time.
Peeps.
Somebody's buying them. Somebody's eating them.
It's like Long John Silver's, but
here's
Peeps.
That is a good comparison.
Well,
I got people that fight you over Long John Silver's. Don't talk ill of Long John Silver's.
I've never been to
Long John Silver's. I'll say, Draven, that is a bad way to go through life if somebody likes it. There's a lot of dumbasses out here.
Yeah.
There's going to be something for everybody, okay? Just because somebody likes it doesn't mean that it's underrated, okay?
There's people out here that don't like just fun action movies.
It's true. It's
people like that buy Peeps, you know?
It's true.
I only like realistic movies, but not really.
I like realistic movies like, you know, Batman.
By the way, what a horrible comparison. We're really comparing The Dark Knight, such a great film, great acting from Heath Ledger. We're really comparing that to Fast and Furious, just based on realness.
Guys driving around in the city not getting caught by the police to stop bad guys.
Sounds pretty similar to me.
One guy
exactly opposite to me, or exactly the same to me.
Well, Batman wears a mask, so a little different.
Yeah, he's a punk. He's scared.
Hiding.
Oh,
he's scared.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, he doesn't.
I can't let my identity be known. They might catch me. I'm actually going to jail.
Dom was like,
Dom doesn't have to wear a mask to hide his family because he's always with his family.
And Dom said, "I'll do the bid." Dom went to prison.
Am I wrong in this?
The Rock went to prison too. They both went to prison in the movies.
Am I wrong in this? But
Dom out. That's what family does. They went and broke him out.
Fast and Furious is Like, weren't they just, like, street racers to, like, all of a sudden, like, helping the damn country? Like, was helping it? The world? Like, I mean, wait, time out. How do you go from a damn
Batman
street
just
racer?
A billionaire was on the
He has a lot of money. That makes a lot more, that makes a lot more sense that he has a lot of money. He has money. He has assets.
It's more likely that he would just be like, hey, I got a lot of money. I'm cool. I'm not going to do anything.
Yeah. Okay.
Instead, he decided to train his entire life to become a vigilante.
Yeah, that's it. I was trying to become a vigilante and fight the bad guys.
I think it's just as ridiculous.
They both talk about family. They do it for their family a lot. They both do it for family.
Batman does it for himself.
He doesn't avenge his family.
I disagree. I mean, I know what you're going to say. Oh, his parents died. He's trying to get revenge, avenge them. Whatever. His real family that was left was Alfred. And Alfred and we'll say Lucius Fox and both of them like, hey, chill out, bro. We don't need to do this anymore. Alfred's like, enough. Enough's enough. You know, Dark Knight Rises. He quits. Like, I'm out. I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not standing by while you kill yourself. I'm your family, Bruce. Don't go out and do it. I'm done. You're going to hurt yourself. You don't have to give this to them. You don't owe them anything. That was Anne Hathaway that said, you've given them everything. Not yet, I haven't. And then Lucius is like, hey, bro, too far. We can't be hacking in everybody's phones. Too far. Too far. Which, didn't he quit in The Dark Knight?
Lucius?
Yeah.
Well, he was like, yeah, at the end, just type the name in, and it destroys it.
How the hell did he come back in the third one? Did they even really address that?
He came back in the third one? I mean, he still works at, like, Wayne Enterprises.
Well, I don't think he quit. I think he was just like, it destroys that system. He said, I'll quit if the if this still exists. And then Batman was like, just type your name in, and it will
destroy it. I don't think that's how it went.
No, I'm pretty sure Cam's right.
I'm pretty sure that him logging out was supposed to be him quitting because he was basically like, I'll help you solve this problem, but I'm out.
Yep.
But
yep.
I think
that's exactly what happened.
I'm out if this technology still exists. And that's why Batman was like, type your name in when you're done with it.
I think
and it destroyed it. And that's why he was like, cheesing.
He's walking away.
That's
and
why he was cheesing
up
as it was destroying because he was like, all right,
right
on fair enough.
So he had said, I'll help you, but I quit.
He said, I'll help you, but I'm not. I'm going to quit if this like still exists.
I don't think that's what happened. I think he was like, this is so bad that I'm not. The fact that you even did this is too far. It's too
and
far.
And why is he in Dark Knight?
Well, he's like, that's why I gave you the guy in control of it.
Because Morgan Freeman's never turned out a check in his life. Because he has to support his love for his stepdaughter. That was kind of weird that he married or whatever. Like, it was just a whole weird thing.
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah. Look it up, buddy. Unless you don't want to be ruined on Morgan Freeman. He deserves to be canceled, too. He deserves to be canceled, too.
Huh.
Last call on the other side. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Last call on the program. Ballstar says you're right about Fox. I mean, I know he's obviously back, but I thought he had a much more moral take of, hey, well, I'm not doing this at all.
Well, yeah, he was just like, hey, fine, I'll do this. I'll help you because
I know
he
tells him to type
control.
His name, and I thought that was him logging off, like Draven said.
Yeah, no, that was just to destroy the system. That was Bruce's way of destroying the system, and so Lucius was like, fair enough.
Bruce is always making stuff up as he goes along. Bruce wants his cake and wants
he
to
plans
eat it, too.
Everything.
No, he wants to eat his cake, and he wants to have his cake and eat it, too.
What's the point of buying a cake if you're not going to eat it?
You won't have it anymore. You won't have it anymore. You'll eat the cake.
Well,
the cake will be gone.
When you're a billionaire, you can go buy some more cake.
Then you'll be sitting there like yourself, oh, my tummy hurts. Eat too many sweets. My tummy hurts.
It's not sweets. It's just chocolate.
Can I go to the bathroom? There's chocolate icing on this cake, and I hate it.
I don't like icing. Icing does make my stomach hurt.
You just want to eat muffins then, or
I like cupcakes with no icing. That's good.
Bruce wants to have it both ways. He wants to save the world and jump out of the thing at the end of Dark Knight Rises while also being the hero, the martyr that blows up and can't get out of his car. He wants to use his sonar and bully Lucius Fox into saving the world, but also make him feel very bad about himself. Then also, I'll cancel it.
Bully. That's the reason that they saved the day was because of the sonar. That was the main reason. He was able to detect the phones, remember? He was able to kind of identify where Joker was at.
That's fine, but can I just keep it real for a second? Again, I don't want to hate on The Dark Knight. It's a great movie, but like, I feel like this.
You're hating.
I feel like that should have been the first place you looked. I mean, like, the boats were out in the harbor, like, right across from where they were at. I mean,
time
like, the
boats
out. Were out there get blown up.
What are you talking about? There's buildings everywhere on the harbor right there. There's buildings potentially on the other side he could have been at. There's buildings on that side he could have been at.
He had the best view.
Bad. Bad take on that
one. Under construction right across from the water. That's probably the one I would have checked out. Just for the record. I mean, I don't know.
You're really trying to criticize the greatest detective of all time?
I just feel like, I mean, is it detecting if you're cheating? Because that would have been admissible in court.
How's that cheating?
You can't tap people's phone. They don't know it. You can't tap into their cell phones. That wouldn't be admissible in court. Any lawyer would have got the joker off there. So miss me with the greatest detective. It's the greatest cheater. I can't wait for Pattinson. I can't wait for Pattinson. We need a real Detective Batman. That's what Pattinson's going, right?
We need a Detective Batman.
Pattinson won't be cheating. Pattinson will be doing it the right way. When's that one coming out?
With the Riddler as a bad guy, it's got to be a detective.
When's that one coming out?
I think next year. Some point.
We got another pushback on a movie. What movie just got pushed back again? Oh, never mind. That was a concert that I saw that got pushed back. Chris Stapleton's not performing in Knoxville in September anymore.
Really?
December, I think.
I was supposed to go to that.
I think it's December now.
Oh, okay.
So not too far.
My Luke Combs concert got canceled, too.
Really?
To be determined on the rescheduled date. Second time it's got rescheduled.
Was it supposed to be here in Knoxville?
No, it was in App State Stadium.
Oh, okay.
Boom.
Well, I just got like updates on like Bonnaroo, like the farm is selling like, I guess, Jason Aldean tickets. Like some places are going through with concerts, and other places are canceling. Maybe ticket sales just aren't good right now because, you know, some people don't want to go. I don't know.
Eric Church announced he's coming to Knoxville this fall.
Yeah, I wonder how ticket sales have been so far.
They don't start till May 7th.
Fall's a lot different than like, well, I guess September is the fall. So I don't know what the hell's going on. There's no rhyme or reason, it seems like. No time for stories. The drive's up next. Stay locked in on Fan Run Radio.